We begin the current daf and stuff, Pesachim daf Kav Zayin. We begin 9 lines down from the top of the Amud, but the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, talking about the halachas of Kiddush and Havdalah. So the Gemara begins with this story. So Zimna Chada, so these two times of the Chum, were telling Ravashi that Zimna Chada one time, Ikla Amemel Asun, Amemer came to our town. V'lahavalon Chamer, we didn't have wine to give him for Havdalah. Seisin Leishich, we bought him beer. He didn't make Havdalah on the beer. Uvas, he went to sleep. Tvas, fasting, and that is, he didn't eat, and that's a quote from a pasuk in Daniel. Uvas, tvas. So he went to sleep, fasting, hungry. He wasn't going to make Havdalah on the beer. Lamocha, terachna, so the following day, we went and we exerted ourselves. Vaisin lechamer, we went, we found, and we brought him wine. Va'avdal v'tam midi, and then he made Havdalah. And then on Sunday morning, he went and he tasted something. Lashana suik lasun. Again, next year he came on his annual trip. He came to our town again. Lahavlan chamra. Again, we didn't have wine. I seen a shech. We brought him beer to make Havdalah. So Amar, then he said, Ihachi, if that's the case, then chamar medinahu. What that means is that this is, quote, the wine of this province. And that is because obviously there is no wine in this city, just beer. And that's why they weren't bringing me wine, because they couldn't access any wine. And therefore, he said, now I understand you can make Havdalah on it. And as the Rashbam tells us, that's the halacha. However, wine is an exception to the halacha. It is never chamar medina. Even if the only thing you have is water and nothing else, you can't have beer or wine. That doesn't make a difference. Wine, water will not qualify as chamar medina. However, something like beer, which is the beverage of this country, therefore, if there's no wine, then you could. And therefore, Abdul Vatam Midi, he made Havdalah and he tasted something then, right there and then, on Matzah Shabbos, based on the Havdalah of the beer. So the Gemara says, Shema Minah Tlas, we learned 3 halachas from this episode. Shema Minah, the first thing we learned is Hamavd B'Tfilah, even if someone already made Havdalah in davening in Shemen Esrei by Ma'ariv, Tzarech She'Havdalah Al-Kais, you still have to make Havdalah on the cup of wine, as we see that he was refusing to eat anything and he was waiting to make Havdalah, even though he made Havdalah already in davening. Shema Minah, the second thing we infer is, Asa Leila Adam She'Yechel Kodem She'Havdalah. That's forbidden to eat before you make Havdalah, because here he waited overnight and he didn't eat until Sunday morning when he was able to make Havdalah. Vishmamana, and the third thing we learn is Mishlei Hivdu b'Matzah Shabbos. If someone did not make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, Ma'avdu v'haylach kol Shabbos kula. He could continue to make Havdalah for the entire week, as we had learned, that is up until Tuesday night, up until Wednesday, when then the new week for Shabbos begins. So the Gemara says that, and the Rashbam tells us that these three things are the order of Havdalah. Now, although the Rashbam said there's a glaring other halacha that should have been told to us, that is, you can make Havdalah on Chamar Medina, which is on, let's say, beer, even though it's not wine. And that, he says, that's not counted from the three things we learned from that episode, because we're only talking about the Seder of Havdalah, the order of Havdalah. In that regards, we learned there's 3 different halachas. Or another pshat the Rashbam tells is that it's pretty obvious. Since there's no wine in the city, it's better to make Havdalah on beer than not to make Havdalah whatsoever, so we didn't need that episode to tell us that halacha. But regards to the order of Havdalah, those are the 3 halachas we learned from that story. So the Gemara continues on this topic regarding substituting beer for wine. What's the halacha regarding making kiddush on beer? And that is in the place where there's no wine. From the previous story, it seemed that we can do that when regarding Havdalah. What's the halacha regarding kiddush on Friday night? Somebody said, Hashda, wait a second. If now we find Umar Pirzuma, if we find by barley beer, Vite'eni and fig beer, Va'asne, and beer that's made from the berries of a bush, for example, strawberries, which are more chashev than the regular beer that they had in those days, which were made out of dates. And yet, the boyim in Emi Rav, that I had asked this question of Rav, could you make kiddush on these things? V'Rav m'Reb Chia, and he asked that from Reb Chia. Rebbe M'Chia went and asked his Rebbe, V'Lei Pashalei, and they didn't resolve the question to see if these more chashev beers, if you can make kiddush on them. If so shichra, our beer, which is made out of dates, mibaya, is it a question that you would be able to use it for kiddush? Most definitely not. If these more chashva beverages was questionable, and they didn't resolve it that you could, most definitely our beer, which is lower quality, cannot be used for the kiddush of Friday night. So savar mina, they thought, based on this halacha, that regarding what they had said from Rav, that what the halacha is going to be, that you cannot make kiddush on Friday night with them. So kiddush shehu dule mekiddush shi nolovei, that you can't make kiddush on it. Avlav duli mavdilinan, but you could make havdalah on it, according to Rav's opinion, that you could make havdalah on these beverages. It just was regarding kiddush that they were unsure. However, Amalahu Rav Chizr, Rav Chizr told them, no, Hachi Amar Rav, this is what Rav said, Kshem Shein, Makachin Love, just like you can't make Kiddush on beer on Friday night, Kachin Mavdin Love. So too, you cannot make Abdullah on beer on Matzah Shabbos. It Mernami, similarly we learned, Amar Rav Techlifa Barvim Amar Shmuel, Kshem Shein, Makachin Love, just like you cannot make Kiddush on beer, Kachin Mavdin Love, so too, you cannot make Abdullah on beer. So there seems to be different opinions regarding what's the halacha when there is no wine. What's the halacha regarding Havdalah, if you can make Havdalah on beer or not? So the Gemara brings the following story, that Levi Shadr LeRebbe, Shadr LeRebbe, Levi sent to Rebbe, Shichur Bar Kleiser Magani. He gave him very high quality beer. It was beer of 13 crushings. And the way it works, the way you make beer, is it goes through different filtering processes. So they put the water on top of the dates. Then they would go ahead and take different dates and then filter the water through there, and then bring another one, until they did this 13 times. And that is why it's from the term of Magani, of crushings, because they would be crushing these new dates 13 times with this water. So time may have a basam tuva. It was very flavorful, that beer, because it was filtered through 13 different times. So Rebbe said, oh, k'goin zeroy l'kadosh lav. Such a beer is fitting to make kiddush on it. It's just like wine in that regard, that it's so chashav. V'loy malav kol shirif v'tishbachis ba'olam, and to say all the songs and praises on the world on this type of a delicious drink, beverage that HaKadosh Baruch has given us. However, b'leil yitzari, at nighttime he was in pain, and that is he had diarrhea because dates are diuretic, as the Gemara says in Mishachtes Ksubas Nav Yud. Sama, then he commented and he says, miyastrin, it puts us in so much pain, umefayis? And it should be able to appease, and that is something that causes pain. Can we go ahead and appease and offer our Ritzel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say Kiddush on that? And therefore he says, he retracts and says, no, on this you cannot make Kiddush on because it's something that's painful. Again, it's not like wine. Similarly, the Gemara says regarding the pain of the beer that would be caused because of the dates in causing the shulshul and the diarrhea. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Eder Barab, he says, I'm going to make a vow in public, which that halacha is, that a neder that's made in public has no hafar, you cannot annul that vow. I'm not going to drink beer, I'm done with this. Amar Rava, similarly Rava says, Ishti Mezerian, I'll rather drink water that flax was soaked in, and not to drink beer. Vamar Rava, similarly Rava said, to have a shakyusa shikra, the beverage of that individual should be beer. In other words, what that means is, as Rashbam explains, he should be poor, that he won't be able to purchase wine. Man de makdish ashecha. Somebody that makes kiddush on beer should get such a punishment, midi keneged mina, measure for measure, that he's using kiddush for beer. That should be his only beverage. He'll have to be drinking beer, and he won't be able to be drinking wine. So the Gemara says, Rav ashkeche Rav Huna de kaddish ashecha. Rav encountered Rav Huna, that he was making kiddush on beer, and that is although there was wine in his city. And the reason is because it was endeared to him. It was something that he liked. And that is, as the Gemara had said previously, that when he was in the mood of bread, he would make kiddush on bread. When he was in the mood of wine, he made kiddush on wine. And here he was in the mood of beer, so he would make kiddush on beer. So Amarle, so he said to Rav Huna, Shari Abba lemikne istire me shichra. That Abba, which was an honorific, it's like a title, the master has started to acquire coins from beer, which, as the Rashbam explains, that means to say, he started making beer and selling it and making money off of it. And now it's something that's precious to you. You like your product that you're producing. And that's why you're making kiddush on it, because the things that you like, you make kiddush on it, as we find. Sometimes you make kiddush on bread, sometimes on wine, and now you're making it on beer. So Tarambam, we're learning the Brice again on the same topic. Ein mekadshin ela l'yayin. The only thing you can make kiddush on is on wine. Ve'im mevarchin ela l'yayin. And the only thing you make a bracha on, again, is the beverage of wine. So the Gemara asks, "Atu Ashichra v'Amaya," but regarding beer and water, "Mila mevarchin alayu shahakol nibedvar." But you don't make a shahakol when you drink other beverages like water and beer. What does it mean? You only make a bracha on wine? So Abaya said, "Hachim." This is what the Brice was saying: "In oimrim havei keishal bracha levarch." We don't say bring a case that's a bracha is being made over it to make a bracha, which that's a reference to like birchas hamazon. These things are called a kosher bracha, el alayin, only a cup of wine. So what we meant to say was, not only do you make kiddush on wine, but even all other kosher brachas, you only make a bracha on wine. That is the concept of that we find kiddush all places. It doesn't mean just a kiddush of Friday night, like we had said regarding the term kiddush rabba. Cup of wine is used in many different ceremonies, and one of them is birchas hamazon. You don't say bring anything else but a cup of wine. Tana Rabban, we're not in the brisa. Ein mekadshin ala shecher. Again, the same concept. We do not make kiddush on beer. Mishum Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon Amru. Mekachin, he holds no, that you could make Kiddush on beer again. So we have this machlekes throughout regarding Kiddush and Havdalah. Can you make Kiddush on beer and Havdalah or not? Then the Bresa continues, Mat emes yain, the tasting of the wine. And that is the halacha which was mentioned in the previous daf in Daf Kafemid Beis, that you have to taste. The one that makes the bracha on the Kiddush has to taste it. That tasting is kolshu. It's enough even if it's just a minute amount. However, Rabbi Yehuda, he argues and he says, Maloy lugma has to be a cheekful. Amrav hun amrav, b'chein tani Rav Gidol de min Neresh, so too Rav Gidol had taught a b'raisa, who he was from Neresh, that a mekadish v'tah maloy lugma yatsa. If someone makes Kiddush and then he tastes a cheekful, then he has fulfilled his chiv. Vimlav lo yatsa, but if he didn't have a cheekful, then he's not fulfilling his chiv, and that's what the Rashbam says, that's the halacha, that you have to drink a cheekful. And that's only if no one else that was there by the table drank, but if one of them drank, then everyone fulfills their chiv, even if that individual did not drink. So however, Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, he comments, and he says, Ana taninola, I taught that b'raisa in the name of Rav Gidol. However, I didn't mention which one it was, which Rav Gidol. And that is, I didn't say Loi Gidol Bar Menashe, I didn't say it was Gidol Bar Menashe, Loi Gidol Bar Menyumi, I didn't say it was Rav Gidol Bar Menyumi, Ela Gidol Stama, I only said Gidol, I didn't say, as was quoted before, that it was Rav Gidol de Min Neresh. So the Gemara says, L'may Nafkim, what's the difference which Rav Gidol it was? And the Gemara says, L'mirma Didei, Didei, to pose a contradiction, if we find another, if that Rav Gidol, that let's say de Min Neresh, that says a different statement that contradicts it, don't ask, it's not necessarily a contradiction, because it could have been a different Rav Gidol. That's why it's important to know which Rav Gidol it was. Now the Gemara continues discussing our Mishnah, the beginning of our Pesachim that said, Samech L'mincha, that one cannot begin eating on Erev Pesach near the time of Mincha, which means a half hour before the Zman of Mincha. On that the Gemara asks, Ibai Elohu, the following question, there are two Minchas that we know about. And that is, Samech L'mincha G'dayla Tanan. Did we teach regarding what's called Mincha G'dayla, the great Mincha, which would mean that one cannot begin eating on Erev Pesach from Chatzos, from noon? And that's because 6.5 hours into the day, which let's say on the perfect day, on the equinox from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., so then the hours would be exactly the hours that we have. So 6.5 hours into the day would be at 12:30. So at 12:30 is the time of what's called Mincha G'dayla, the large Mincha, which means say that's the earliest time that one is able to bring the carbon tumid. And that is, there was one time a year that they would actually bring it at that time, which was on Erev Pesach, that fell out on Erev Shabbos, which then they would have to make the carbon tumid as early as possible. That was at 6.5 hours into the day. And then the carbon Pesach came afterwards, as the Gemara had taught us on Daf Nun Chesem and Aleph. So is that Mincha what we're talking about, that you have to stop, that you cannot begin eating a half hour before that Mincha, which would mean from noon? Idilma Samech Mincha Ketana Tanan. Or maybe we're talking about the later Zman Mincha, which is called the smaller Mincha, which was the time that they actually, on a regular year, a regular day of the year, that's when they would go ahead and bring the Karban Tumah, which was 9.5 hours into the day. So let's say on a perfect day would be 3:30. And then Samech L'mincha would be a half hour before, would be at 9 hours into the day, would be at 3 o'clock, one would not be able to eat and on Erev Pesach. Which one is it? So the Gemara explains the question. Samech L'mincha G'dayla Tanan, did we say one cannot eat at from noon already, Mishum Pesach, and what's the reason why you can't eat already from noon? Is because maybe you're going to be eating the meal, and you're going to be negligent from bringing the Karban Pesach, and that is Dilma Asala Mimshach, you might continue and prolong the meal that you're having, and we continue on to Amud Beis, V'asalim Nuyei Milamevet Pesach, and you're going to refrain from bringing the Karban Pesach, because when do you begin bringing the Karban Pesach? At afternoon, already from when after you bring the carbon tumid, and that's already earlier in the day. And if you're going to start your meal then, you might be negligent and not bring your carbon pesach. Or maybe what we were saying was that you can't eat near the time of mincha ketana, which would be at 3 o'clock, at 9 hours into the day. And that is because generally, as we said, a regular day of the year, that's what signifies this time of Mincha Ketana, is because that's generally when they would normally bring the Karban Tumid Shalbein Harbayim. Now, the reason is not because you're not going to bring your Karban Pesach, if it's Samech Mincha Ketana, because Erev Pesach, the Tumid, as we says, was brought at an earlier time, and the Karban Pesach was brought right after. So therefore, if you're going to the beginning, you're eating at Samech Mincha Ketana, you would have already finished your Karban Pesach, which was brought 8.5 hours in the day, and by the time the 9th hour is over, then you already had brought your Karban Pesach. So that wouldn't be the concern. So what would be the concern then? Why you can't eat Erev Pesach at that time? That would be Umshum Matzah, because of the concern regarding matzah of the Seder night, dima asla mechel lematzah chilagasa, maybe you're going to be eating that matzah with eating that you're ready, we're stuffed already, you're ready full. And therefore, although regarding, as Rashbam tells us, the eating of the Karban Pesach, which was also on the Seder night, you also have to be concerned about what's called achila gasa, which is an eating that's once you're already full already, that although there is halacha that it should be nechel ala soiva, the Karban Pesach has to be eaten when you're already satiated, but however, you're not allowed to eat what's called achila gasa, which is when you're already full already and you're still eating. By kachim, we call that a mazik. You're not even eating, you're just damaging the kachim. So why did we say this is a concern only for matzah, when the same concern for the Karban Pesach too? So Rashbam gives two approaches, either because regarding bread, it's very easy for something to become achila gasa. When you're full already, the bread, or just eating a certain amount, you're not going to want to eat bread anymore, in contrast to a piece of meat, which then there's a higher threshold that's required. And that's the chiddush that we're saying, that already for bread already, you're going to be, at that time, already considered achila gasa. Or another approach, he says, is a chiddush to say that even bezman hazeh, let's say, where there is no Karban Pesach, and therefore there's no concern for making or even consuming the Karban Pesach, however, there would still be a concern of achila gasa because of the chila of matzah. So that is the Gemara's question. Which mincha are we talking about? And therefore, that would be two different concerns. If it's samach l'mecha gedol, the concern would be regarding bringing the Karban Pesach. Whereas if it's samach l'mecha ktana, the concern would be that if you're eating so late in the day, you're going to be full already, and then it's going to be achila gasa, it's going to be not a halachic eating because you're already considered stuffed. It's just pushing things down your throat. And therefore, you're not going to have a desire and the appetite to eat your matzah by the Seder night. What is the reason of this halacha? And hence, then we'll know which mincha we're talking about. So the Gemara says, I'm Ravina Tashima. Ravina says, come in here, I'll bring you a riot from the following brisa. The brisa said that Afila Agrippa Sa Melech, even King Agrippa, who was an upstanding king from the Chashmonaim dynasty, Shuhuraga Lechel Betesha Shais, that he would commonly eat his afternoon meal, he would eat it 9 hours into the day. He would eat it on 3 o'clock was when he decided to eat. Now, and that is in the ninth hour, which means not between 2 and 3 o'clock, in the ninth hour was when he would eat his meal. Now, however, that day on Erev Pesach, he should not eat up until it gets dark, which means then the Seder, when he will eat the Seder night. Now the Gemara says, if you understand the halacha as saying that one should not eat an Erev Pesach samach l'mincha means mincha ketana, which is at the ninth hour, which means at 3 o'clock and on, you're not allowed to eat. So hayne revusa da kripas. Now that would be the chiddush. We would understand what the Bryce is telling us, that even Agrippas, and that is, although he didn't eat yet today at all, he only begins because the king's a royalty, till they eat, he only eats at 3 o'clock, between 2 and 3 o'clock, and it didn't even begin the time of the Isser. As we said, the Isser begins after the ninth hour, which is at 3 o'clock, which is Samach L'Mincha Ketana, because Mincha Ketana is 3:30, half hour before is 3 o'clock. He's eating between 2 and 3. And yet, in spite of that, that would be the chiddush of the brisa, that he's not allowed to eat, because he's beginning now, but his meal is going to definitely go into the time when it's forbidden to eat. And therefore, the chiddush of the brisa is telling you that he should fast. I know he didn't eat yet today, because royalty only starts eating at between 2 and 3 o'clock. But since it's going to continue into after 3 o'clock, he can't eat the whole day today until the Seder night. But if you would tell me the halacha is that from Mincha Gedoyla and on, it's forbidden to eat, so from 12:30 on, no one could eat. So my revusa da gripas, what is the chiddush of the brisa saying that even agripas, what do you mean? Of course he can't eat. Chal isar le meikara. The isser has already started on him from before. In other words, from 6.5 hours into the day, it already started. Do we have to say that it's going to be forbidden for him to eat? That is because he didn't eat yet. We have to say that he can't do an isser? What do you mean? He's coming to eat at 2:15 in the afternoon. The isser already started at 12:30. So we're saying, even him, who he didn't eat yet, so who cares that he didn't eat yet? The Isser already started much before. And therefore, it must be that it's going on Mincha Ketana. But then the Gemara asks on that. Ella, so what are you going to say? Samacha Mincha Ketana Tan, that it's talking about that even he can't eat between 2 and 3, because we're talking about the halacha is at 3 o'clock is when the Isser starts. And even though he's starting before, but it's going to go into it, that's why it's forbidden. But the Gemara asks, but saif my revusa da kripas. But still, the question then begs to say that what would still be the chiddush of a kripas? Hamatula Zmani Surah. But as we said before he finishes his meal, the Isser is going to start. And that is, as Rashbam explains, even according to Rabbi Yossi's opinion that he argues on Rabbi Yehuda regarding the obligation to stop your meal on Erev Pesach in the beginning of the Perek, and he says that you don't have to stop once you started eating in a permitted time, he would also agree, Rashbam tells us over here, that it's forbidden, because when you started initially, you knew that the meal is going to continue into after the ninth hour is over, which is going into the Zman of Isser, and therefore when you're starting, it's as if you started in a forbidden time. And therefore the Gemara's question is, just like your raya was that it can't be mincha gedayla, because of course it can't. The Isser already started. But then the question is also here, it's also not a chiddush, because the Isser already started when he's going to be in the middle of the meal, and you know that, so of course he can't eat. So what is anyways the chiddush of afila agripas? So now the Gemara says, no, it is mincha ketana, but there's a chiddush, because ma'u detema, I would have thought to say, tesha shoyis lagripas, 3 o'clock, or between 2 and 3, fa agripas, and that is since he commonly only eats his meal at between two and three, that's ka'arba shoyis didan dami. That's like what for us is 10 o'clock. In the fourth hour is the same as what he's 2 o'clock. And that is because he will eat matzah in the evening with an appetite. Just like if we ate at 10 o'clock in the morning, we would have an appetite that evening. And therefore, he's the same thing because he just eats at a later time. He has a different cycle. So then we would say that since the Isser didn't start yet, up until after 3 o'clock, now when he's eating at, let's say, at 2:30 between 2 and 3, we should allow him to eat, even though it's going to continue into after the time when we say generally it's forbidden. That's because most people, after that time, they eat much earlier. If they would eat at a later time, they're not going to have an appetite for the evening. But him, he always eats later. And therefore, we would say that maybe he would be able to eat even at that time, as long as it didn't start this manifest yet. Kamash Milan, that's what the Chiddush is teaching us, that it's forbidden for him to eat. But however, if we would have said that the Isser is Samach L'mincha G'dayla at 12:30, then of course there would be no Chiddush. We wouldn't have to say Afila, because even if the reason is because maybe you're going to not come to bring the Karban Pesach and not because of the Chila Gasa of Matzah, you can't say that, because then again, what would the Chiddush be saying? That I would think to say that his ninth hour is like our fourth hour, what does that mean? That still wouldn't help for him to be eating if that has no relevance to the negligence of bringing the Karban Pesach at 12:30. And therefore, that is the conclusion of the Gemara, that what we're talking about is Samach L'mincha Ketana, when the Mishnah tells us that one cannot eat in Erev Pesach. Samach L'mincha, it means Samach L'mincha Ketana. It means from a half hour before 3:30, which is 3 o'clock, again on a perfect day, and that was the Chiddush of Agripas, although he's starting before, he cannot begin then because he's going to be continuing in the Zman of Isra, and even though he usually eats much later than most people, and you would think he would have an appetite, still we say that that's forbidden. So the Gemara continues, however, regarding this Isser, that our Mishnah tells you cannot eat an Erev Pesach, Samach L'mincha, but Amar Reb Yesi, and some have the Girsa Amar Reb Asi, Avol Matfilhu. However, he could dip and eat from Mincha and later on, B'minei Targima, with different types of delicacies, like fruits and meat, as long as there's no bread, he's allowed to dip. And now the Rashbam says this, that it talks about dipping, is just because that's the way they would eat everything, was dipping. So all it's saying is that meat and fruits and these types of things, one is allowed to eat even Samach L'mincha and even after Mincha. It's just meals like bread, which are forbidden to be eaten on Erev Pesach, because then you're not going to have an appetite in the evening. So the Gemara continues that even more than this, Reb Yitzchok Matpil B'Yarkiv. Reb Yitzchok would dip on the Erev Pesach, even after the Zman, the Mincha, and later on, he would dip vegetables, in other words, he would be eating vegetables, because it doesn't satiate, it doesn't make you full, that you're not going to have an appetite in the evening. However, the Rashbam says, and he follows that interpretation for the rest of this sugya, that it says to the contrary. Not like the pshat from Rashi, that it's telling you that because it doesn't fill you up, and if it doesn't fill you up, that's why you're allowed to eat these things even on Erev Pesach after this man of Mincha. It's because, to the contrary, these things actually whet your appetite. And it makes you more desirable to eat matzah with an appetite in the evening. And that's what vegetables do. And therefore, the Gemara on that continues, says, Tana Mehoch. Similarly, we learned in the Braisa that we eat the different types of foods in Erev Pesach so that it whets our appetite and that we want to eat more on the evening. Because we find the Braisa that says, Hashamash matbul b'mnei ma'ayin. That the attendant, the waiter, he would dip the intestines of the different animals that were being prepared for the Yom Tov meal, and he would put them, in other words, he would serve them for the guests that were all counted on this group of the Korban Pesach. that they would eat these on the Erev Pesach so that it would whet their appetite, that they would eat the Korban Pesach and the matzah in the evening with relish. Now, Vava Pishen Raila Davar, however, even though there's no clear-cut proof to this, that eating then whets your appetite and makes you want to eat more, but Zeichel Davar, there is somewhat of a remembrance for this idea, something that a little of a proof. Remember, like it says, a pasuk in Yirmiya. It says, Niru Lechem Nir, that you should plow for yourself a furrow, V'al Tizrael Kaitzim, and don't sow, don't plant on the thorn bushes. Now, what the prophet, the Navi, is telling us, it's giving us a metaphor. And that is, you first plow the ground so that it should be able to accept the seeds. But if it's not plowed, then it won't accept the seeds. So that's the same thing in the Nimshal. So to a person that eats things that doesn't satisfy him, so to the contrary, it actually opens up and expands the stomach. And therefore, then he's going to be able to eat more with more appetite in the evening. So that's the Zeichel Davar, that you see this concept that you start these types of eating, then you'll have more room and you'll have more an appetite in the evening. That's why they would actually eat these things that would make them hungrier. And that's what the Gemara continues with that and says, Rava havashasi chamra kula maliyam of the pischa. He would drink wine the entire Erev Pesach. So that it should whet his appetite. That he'll eat more matzah in the evening. So Amar Rav, Rav said, where do I know this from? What's my proof? The Chamer Migragara, that wine draws the person, it wets his appetite, it makes him hungry, it doesn't fill him up because he's drinking something. That's not like we learn the Mishnah later on, Daf Kof Yudzayin, and we continue on top of Kof Ches, that says, Bein Kaisis Halalu, between these cups, which is between the first and the second cup of the Dal Kaisis on the Seder night, and between the second and the third, Imratza Lishtas Yishta. If he wants to drink, then he could drink. And as the Gemara will explain, that's because this concept of Rava, that wine draws the person more and then makes him hungrier and with a more appetite. However, Bein Shlishi, between the third cup, which that's the cup by Berachas Hamasna benching, Lervi, to the fourth cup, which is set over the Hal, La Yishta, then he should not drink between those two. And that's because then we're not concerned anymore to draw a person to have more of an appetite because he has already eaten. The matzah is already finished eating for the night, so then we don't let him drink anymore. And that's for two different reasons. Either because it looks like he's adding now to the counting of the four cups. And the Yerushalmi brings, the reason is because we don't want him to become drunk, because then he's not going to be able to complete the hal that he's supposed to say. And the Gemara asks, what do you mean he's already drunk? He had drank so much in the middle of the meal, and the Gemara there explains that wine in the middle of the meal doesn't intoxicate, whereas if it's drunk after the meal, then it does. And that's why between the third and the fourth, one doesn't drink. However, the Gemara says, V'yamrit misit soy, but if you would say that wine satiates, samayishta, why are you allowed to drink between the first and the second and the second and the third? Haka'ocha la matzah chiligasa, you're going to be drinking, you're going to be filling yourself up, and then you're going to be eating the matzah you're not going to have an appetite, you're going to be eating already once you're stuffed. El shmaminas, or rather, from there here, you could infer what I'm telling you, that migra gar, that to the contrary, that wine actually draws it, wets one's appetite, makes one hungrier. And that's why you're allowed to drink it between the first and the second and the third, before you eat the matzah, so you have more of an appetite. And that's why he would drink it the entire Erev Pesach, so that it would whet one's appetite.